This is KUT. It's been almost a year since the Memorial Day floods wrecked businesses and homes here in Austin, and one city task force has been meeting to devise a way to stem the city's frequent flooding. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the Flood Mitigation Task Force has completed its final report, but some say it's worth very little.
Members of the Council's Public Utilities Committee heard a rundown of the report Monday afternoon. And after the task force held 16 general meetings over 7 months with 22 members, Councilmember Leslie Poole had this reaction.
Never in my wildest dream thought you would have nearly 200 recommendations.
That's, well,
that's good. That really speaks to the level of diligence and concern that everybody brought.
Others had a different take.
The end result is a voluminous, cumbersome compilation of 160 to 200 something recommendations. Anything that anyone wanted to say was just lumped into this big voluminous document at the end.
Rob Henneke was a member of the Flood Mitigation Task Force. He says while members worked hard, their objectives were too broad and they were given too little time. The result, Henneke says, is a long list of recommendations with no prioritization.
I agree with Rob entirely.
Matt Renshaw chairs the city's Flood Mitigation Task Force.
We probably need a lot more time to really drill down on this, have the debate amongst ourselves as to what we should, you know, ultimately come down as policy recommendations with some possible tactical recommendations flowing from those policies.
But when it comes to flooding in Austin, many will say too much time has already been taken.
You know how dangerous it is.
Yvette Griego's home in Dove Springs has flooded twice in the past 3 years. Every time the weather report predicts a couple inches of rain.
I pack my dogs, I have a box with all my important papers, and I have my clothes. And I leave like that, and I live like that. I've lived like that for 2 years.
One of the task force's hundreds of recommendations is to expedite the city's buyout program for homes like Griego's in flood-prone areas. Residents have been upset with what they say is a very slow process for buyouts. And in the meantime, they're forced to remain living in dangerous floodplains. On Thursday, council members have a chance to address some of these issues. Members will vote on whether to direct the city manager to find $5 million to buy homes in the city's Upper Onion Creek area. As of May 2nd, roughly 150 homes in the Onion Creek area have yet to start the city's flood buyout process. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.